Well, good afternoon, good evening, Valley Brook family and friends. I'm sharing with you for a few minutes just to give some background and context for our confirmation vote for Grace to serve as an elder at our serve as an elder on our board of elders. And we are gleefully excited about that, and we'd like all of you to be full participants in the process. So we all need to be on the same page. So like I said, I'm going to be brief, and my goal was 15 minutes tops because I think I can cover the basic idea in that amount of time. And if you have additional questions, you can email me or text me, and if necessary, we can talk on the phone. So three things we all need to know about the appointment of elders at Valley Brook. First, and most important, can underline most important, the Lord is the one who makes elders. We believe the Lord is the one who makes elders. And the verse reference that I'd like you to write down is Acts 20, 28. And it reads this way. It says, "Keep watch over yourselves and all the flock of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. Be shepherds of the church of God, which he bought with his own blood." Someone said to me about the appointment of Grace to the Board of Elders. They said, I thought she was already one. And then when I said she wasn't, not yet, the person's response was, "Well, I think it's overdue." And that's exactly what the attitude of the church should be towards a prospective elder soon to be appointed. It should be a duh. Why? Because elders are appointed for the work they are doing, not to start doing the work. That's extremely important to understand. Elders, as we understand it from the scripture, they're appointed for the work they are doing, not to start doing the work. They're appointed because the Holy Spirit has given them the desire and the effectiveness. And even without a title, they're shepherding the flock. So if you were to look at in this same chapter, Acts 20, if you were to go up to verse 17, you see that Paul was speaking to the elders of Ephesus. It says, "From Miletus he called the elders, the elders of Ephesus to himself." Paul was speaking to the elders as the ones whom the Spirit had made overseers. In other words, elders are also called overseers. The word for overseer is episkopos, which is where we get Episcopalian from. But here's what the word means, according to one lexicon of Greek words. It means to look intently, like at the end marker at the finish line of a race. An overseer is called by God to literally keep an eye on his flock, the church, the body of Christ. That is to provide personalized, firsthand care and protection. It goes on to say, though in some contexts, episkopos has been regarded traditionally as a position of authority, in reality, the focus is upon the responsibility for caring for others. So the emphasis of the word is not on the title, but on the work. So does that sound familiar to you? Does that sound like someone that we know, assuming the responsibility for caring for others, personalized, firsthand care and protection? I think it sounds like someone we know that we'd like to appoint to the Board of Elders. Secondly, the second thing we need to know is the elders appoint elders based on scripture qualifications. It is the existing elders who appoint new elders based on scripture qualifications. There are specific qualifications that an elder has to meet, and it is the existing elder's responsibility to assess whether or not a person meets those qualifications. And those qualifications are listed in 1 Timothy 3 and Titus 1. And all of the Valley Brook elders, just so you know, are unanimously in agreement that Grace meets those qualifications. Where there were questions, she was brought in and we talked to her and she answered the questions. So she was vetted, not only in terms of our observation, but in our own personal interview with her about any questions where there wasn't clarity. But among those qualifications, there's one in particular where a wider view of a person is helpful. Even though the elders have the responsibility, biblically speaking, for appointing other elders, that doesn't fall on the general congregation. That is the responsibility of the existing elders. And some additional verses that you can write this down to check out to confirm this is 1 Timothy 4, 14, Titus 1, 5, and Acts 14, 21 through 25. Those verses clearly show that the elders are the ones tasked with appointing other elders, assessing those qualifications and appointing other elders. But as I said, when you look at those qualifications in 1 Timothy 3 and Titus 1, there's one in particular where a wider view of a person can be helpful. And that's where you all come in. And that brings us to the third thing that we all need to know. And that is that at Valley Brook, the congregation confirms the elder's appointment. According to our bylaws, we need 2/3 of the church meeting that is called in advance for the congregation for her appointment to be confirmed. Now, even though this is not a biblical requirement, there's nothing in the Bible that says the congregation votes on elders. It's the elders who appoint elders. But we believe it's not only permissible, we also believe it's wise, and that's why it's in our bylaws. 1 Timothy 3:7 is the qualification that I mentioned where a wider view could be helpful. 1 Timothy 3:7 says, an elder must have a good reputation. Must have a good reputation. That's repeated also in Titus 1 in another sense. They have to have a reputation for hospitality or something it says there. But 1 Timothy 3:7 in particular says an elder must have a good reputation. Now, that obviously means within the church. But not only there, the requirement is for a good reputation outside of it as well. And in fact, it says that. It says that they must have a good reputation outside of the church. I believe that assumes that he or she has a good reputation within it. But it's expanded by this requirement to include outside of the church. Within the church, if Grace, you know, let's just say within the church regarding this whole thing of having a good reputation, let's say that within the church, if Grace puts on that angelic smile of hers whenever the elders are around, and then when she gets in that CareNet meeting, she's snapping at people and insulting them or being dismissive or just being evil. We would need to know that from the congregation because obviously when we showed up, she turned back into that angel again and we wouldn't know. I'm only being partially facetious. But if there are things within her reputation within the church, we would want to know concerns, we would want to know what those are. And it doesn't mean she's perfect. We wouldn't want anybody calling us up saying, you know, she had a bad attitude today. Well, don't call me because I have a bad attitude on days too. So it's not about a person being perfect. It's about their general comportment, their general disposition, their general attitude, their general approach. So within the church, we would need your eyes upon this. And then outside of the church, for example, I mean, let's say that a person owns a business and has a reputation for being unscrupulous or dishonest. We would want to know about that. That would mean that they have a bad reputation with those outside of the church. Or let's say that you're a teacher at the local school where the elder candidate's kids go, in this case, say Grace's kids go, and all the teachers and administrators hate to hear her name because she's given them all kinds of grief about something or another all the time. Well, we'd want to know about that. That would affect the reputation qualification here. But we are confident that those scenarios don't apply to Grace. But if you know otherwise, let us know. So that's pretty much it. God makes elders. Elders appoint those elders, and the congregation confirms them. So we are looking forward to this Sunday and looking forward to your vote. And again, if you have any questions, please feel free to contact any one of the elders. You can contact me, and we would be happy to discuss your concerns or answer your questions. So God bless you all. And I think I did it in 11 minutes and 29 seconds. Bye-bye.